Ladies and gentlemen, we are backstage in Great Barrington with Vin Gordon. Welcome, Vin.
Yes, man, welcome. Every time. Every time.
And Ross Charles here from WHRW. Just going to ask a few questions. Charles, you have a question?
Vin, my show, I like to let my listening audience know the musicians that helped to create the music. And you, Vin Gordon, alias Don Drummond Jr., are one of the artists I need to have the people hear from. So run it, brother.
Yes, man, they call me Vin Gordon. Everybody who go to Alpha School know Vin Gordon. Vincent Robert Gordon, known as Don Drummond Jr., known as Trummy, known as the T-Bone Steak. He called me all that too. But I'm the man who play all the Studio One tune from in the 60s. Every Studio One, such like Real Rock, I'm calling the instrumental name, Real Rock Dragon Dance, went to England in the 80s, played as well, and played a song called Warrior Charge, which went on the England chart for one year. I think, no, 6 weeks, sorry, 6 weeks. And do the album called Dub Chapter. And, well, before that in Jamaica, there were Channel 1 studio, like MPLA, all the songs you hear in the 70s, right down, you know. Well, my first song was with Studio 1, they were playing a song, the first tune I ever played with Bob Marley, J-Lo's Keep Empty. The song let go, J-Lo's Keep Empty, Rudy Get Plenty, the ones go, pa-pa-da-da, pa-pa-da, that was my first song. Then the second song was Rain From The Sky with Delroy Wilson, pa-pa-pa-da-pa, and right down all of them, Heptones, Babandi, all of them. So, you know, it's like, when you hear them today, you say, yes, man, there's that, that's there, but you can't find nothing more, you know. Well, the dancehall still, go back to the Studio One music is the dancehall today, so, you know, Studio One music is all right, I like it, you know, it's nice, man, yeah, man.
Now, the year 1999, and we're coming to the millennium, everybody talking about millennium and Y, what they call it, Y2K, okay, at this stage, where do you see reggae music going into the 21st century in a positive vein or the negative vein? What do you see?
What I see, reggae, it start taking off now.
Okay.
It just start take off. And I think a couple of years time from now it will be there, because this world is a big world. There are plenty of people who don't like reggae. But I think they're gonna like it after. Because the trend of music gonna change. We still gonna play reggae, but more deep roots reggae. We're going back to the deep roots. Not none of that sort of commercial thing. We're going back to the deep roots. So everybody over the world, the Japanese playing deep roots now, everybody playing deep roots. So it's going far, it's gonna go far, farther than it is now. Yeah, man.
Vin, I have a question. I just wanna get your perspective on computers and computers and the synthesized beats over natural instruments. And in this day and age, a lot of the music is being made with the synthesized beats and being replaced by those original instruments.
That is true, but listen to me. The synthesizer and all them songs, all them technical instruments, them technology, they're very good, you know, but don't care what happens, you can't read back a song. If you're talking about to be economical, it's all right. That's why. But with the music, no. It don't work. You can mix it with the live music. Because if you listen to Duke Ellington and Quincy Jones, they always tell that, you know, a little bit of synthesizer with a trumpet, a top note trumpet or something like that. You put it together and you get a tune. You use it to arrange and put in the music. You don't do it alone, you know. You get too monotonous and it sounds a bit boring, you know. So if you have the human playing the drum,
the human sound is
the
there.
Human sound, yeah. You can arrange better and you can hear a better scope, wide scope of arrangements, you know?
True.
I mean, the synthesizer alone, man, it's terrible.
Can I ask you a question, Vin? Is the trombone, or was the trombone the first instrument you picked up, or is it the only one you play, or can you, what other?
No, it wasn't for, well, I grew in Alpha Boys School, that school there, the teacher.
Versatile
school, everybody. I used to play classic music. I used to play the string bass and the blow bass.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to read, and we read overtures, classical, you know, Beethoven, Bach, and Stravinsky, all of them guys. I used to play the blow bass tuba and the string bass, but you see, reading those music, you don't get a lot of work. You only get boom, 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 boom. So, you know, not much exercise. So, but because the trombone and the bass and the trombone, they have the same clef, they're the same mouthpiece. So I switch when I leave alpha, I switch on the trombone and I just study the position, which is the same like the blow bass, and I just get along with it, you know. So my two instruments is blow bass and string bass and trombone, you know, with a classical instrument called euphonium and, you know, them things, you know.
So do you have any ideas of some ventures that you want to do yourself as a musician? I know a musician has some things that you want to write and create yourself. Yeah, are you?
Yeah, man, you asked me the right question, because, you know, as a musician, you must able to play what you want to play. You must able to deliver what you want, what you've got inside of you. So I've got something inside of me, and I'm going to put it on CD. By now next year, I've got about 3 songs already, but I'm looking for musicians like Ranglin. He played 2 of them for me, and it's arrangements, you know, like I put double 4 trombone behind one of my trombones, and something like a big band thing, you know, big band, you know, so big band reggae.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be like that.
I feel that because, yeah. You know, being that the man is such a intricately trained musician, and you're playing in the so-called background, where you're really foreground, but they want to call it the background. So I know that you that creativity is there, and there's some things that you're working on yourself.
I've got some kind of, but you see, my kind of music, I have to find people to play it, because it's sort of a crazy, it's called the bebop reggae. The bebop reggae. It'll go like something like this. You know, something like that, you know. That's my kind of, and I do a thing on it and go on, you know.
People, this is the legendary Vin Gordon. Thanks, Vin.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Yes, sir. I love that.
You have to create your own music sometime, and me so.
Did you hear that? That should be taping, man.
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten. Yeah. I mean, that should be on there.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a joke. The first time, man, living in England there, right? Went to a place called Oxford, a place called The Manor. There was a studio that Virgin owned. My God, man, there was a guy called Johnny Rotten, man. I did a session for him, man. Went in there, and the guy said he wanted nothing. Nothing nice, none of the record business.
I can hear.
What this guy want, man? Man, I play some things, man, and some way of things, and that's what the guy want.
Yeah, mashup things.
Mashup things, man. That's a man of men, man.
Punk, man, that's the whole thing about punk.
Punk,
man.
Rotting, man.
Yeah.
And I say, not because a man is Johnny Rotten, that means he's rotten. Not because a man is Sid Vicious, that means he's vicious.
Oh, it's a serious thing, man.
Yeah, man, it's you, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's like, so what part do you live in? Did you come
from? I'm a Kingston and 100 Clark. I come from Jonestown.
Mm-hmm.
Metcalf Street. Lots of people know me. Plenty Jamaican
Jonestown.
But I went to Alpha Boys School, and I left school and come back there, you know. That's where I was born, really. Jonestown, that's off Slipen Road.
Thomas, he's an actor. Thomas, what's his last name? Oh, man. What's this brother's name? I can't think of it. He's an actor, man, and a poet.
Who is that?
From Thomas Penta. Next time I see you, I'll tell you.
You see, I wasn't brought up on the street.
Oh, okay. No, he went to school. And
so if I, when I leave in Barbo, I left Alpha School about 65. And
65.
Straight to Studio One, find a guy named Roland Fanson. He discovered me down in Burnett Lane there. It's a ghetto I'm telling you about, you know, Jonestown.
You know, enough people tell me that today.
Ghetto,
you know who tell me about Roland? Roland was the one. Yesterday,
man.
Cleon Douglas said the same thing. Roland.
Yeah, man.
Roland
was the guy
Papa
who discovered me, because,
Papa
listen,
Roli.
My mother have 21 of us. 10 girl, 11 boy, and 8 brother of a school at Alpha Boys School, and I took up the music, and Roland discovered me, and I used to play a guy named Winston Grenard. Winston Grenard played drums.
I just talked
with Bobby Aitken. You tell him you love Vingard, right?
Yeah, man.
And you know, Roland discovered me and took me to studio one day, and Coxon liked the sound, and he called me Dan Drummond's right away, Junior. I said, my God, when you call me Dan Drummond's, you don't forget about Vingard. That today, people, you know, I like Vingard. But you see that Dan Drummond's Junior thing, it's nice, but I read on the internet somebody said this trombone player, I don't know, on the internet, and this trombone player who tried to copy Dan Drummond. I don't copy Dan Drummond, you know. I don't even know Dan Drummond. Believe him. Yes, yes, if a brethren.
I gotta talk to him.
Yeah, I don't even know Dan Drummond. Believe him. I just play and they say you sound like him.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't say that. If people was listening to trombone player, they would listen to Curtis Fuller, they would listen to Frank Rosalina, they would listen to J.J. Johnson, they would listen to lots of trombone, mm-hmm. and then they would know who sound like who. But you know, when people say they know one trombone player, Dan Drummond, he's good. He was great. But this guy, Dan Drummond, said there was a trombone player you think it was the world's best trombone player, a guy named Frank Rosalina.
Frank
Dan Drummond said that. He's an Italian, and he came to America and lived, and he got, you know, drugs or something, killed him.
Yeah,
Dan Drummond said that.
Now, what about Rico Rodriguez?
Oh, Rico is... Rico, you can't put Rico in a band right now. You have to put him to stand up by himself.
What's the reason for that?
Because he's playing his style of playing.
Different style.
It's different style. You can't put him to play the hardcore. Hard shot.
Very interesting.
You gotta put him to play some blues, you know. It's his thing.
Yeah.
His thing.
Okay. I got you.
His thing, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Everybody gotta play his thing, you know. See, I'm a different, you can call me a trombone player and say, you fit me in anything.
That's a trombone.
You can call me to play ba-da-ba-da-da, anything, because I did all of them in this trend, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the different kind of thing happening now, you know?
Listen, let me let you go around.
Yeah, man. Yes, all right.
I will see you.
Yeah, man.
You will see me again.
Yeah, man.